A word for you from Matthew 17 verses 6 and 7. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Arise and do not be afraid. This is perhaps the end of the Mountain of Transfiguration. And the glory had now ceased, and Jesus was going to come. Moses and Elijah were no more to be seen in glory. This had been a moment, and only the single moment really, when there was to be that brilliance. For remember, we are made for ordinary life. We human beings, and as Christians, are not made for brilliance completely. We are just not capable of continual pleasure in the sense of it being so overwhelming, like when you are filled with the Spirit and you have a glimpse of glory. But if you are faithful to Him, He will bring you to glory forever. But here the disciples felt the terror of the Lord. They fell on their faces when they heard the word of God speaking from the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him. Well, later on they were to go through this again and remember it, speak about it, pray about it, and they were to come right and get refocused. But for the moment, they experienced the terror of the Lord. Remember, though, that if you have times when you greatly fear the Lord, it is a privilege, because it points you back to God. It should not drive you from God. They fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. Well, there should be times like that. Remember Paul the Apostle? There was a time when he wrote that we, knowing the terror of the Lord, preach. Yes, we speak the word of reconciliation because we know the terror of the Lord. Yes, I know that it sounds like it's completely contradictory to speak of the terror of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. But in God's economy of things, it is healthy. Yes, we need the touch of the Lord. We need Jesus to say, Arise and do not be afraid. But we still need the times when He speaks to us and we know the terror of the Lord. Remember John, even though he experienced this, there was to be another time when on the Isle of Patmos he was to be terrified and fall down before the Lord, and it needed again a touch from God to raise him up. So seek those moments of the fear of the Lord, and also seek His rising you up again, His raising you up and touching you so that you are not afraid, that you don't live in fear, but know the moments of the terror of the Lord.